Welcome back, everybody. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is a busy news day, everyone. We're doing our best to keep up. Of course, another tragic shooting earlier today at Florida State University. I was fortunate enough to have spoken with Fred Gutenberg. Months ago, I think it was back in October, his daughter Jamie was killed in the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas shooting. We'll put the link to that interview in our show notes for today, as well as the shows immediately following the Madison school shooting that we had earlier this year in the state of Wisconsin. I go through some pointers on how to keep yourself safe in a mass shooting. Suffice it to say, if I hear another conservative talk about hopes and prayers, it's words are insufficient. When are they going to do something about this problem?
I don't think they're going there anymore, even saying thoughts and prayers.
Yeah,
I think.
Because
and our producer, Jamie, just posted that Trump said things like this take place.
Mm. What a leader.
Things like this take place.
Not in any, no other country except for ours. That's, you liar. They take place here.
Yes.
These things take place. Mm.
Yes.
Unbelievable. We were talking about Lisa Murkowski saying in response to a question, what do you say, Senator Murkowski, to people who are afraid? And she said, I'm afraid to use my voice because there's been retaliation. She should get the hell out of the Senate.
Isn't this where we're at, Maggie, though? Don't we have a number of Republicans who because I keep hearing, reading these stories of there's a whole bunch of them who are anxious and upset about what's happening.
But they won't do anything, right?
But they're not doing anything, and they continue to vote for the same stuff over and over again. And if you're worried about your job,
you're in the wrong job.
You should be worried about the country because you took an oath.
Yeah.
I mean, my congressman, Fitzgerald, I have not heard him say one word about what's happening. Here's the thing. We pay taxes and our tax dollars to going to these people who are doing absolutely the opposite of their job. Calvin, I don't know if you can find the clip again that says I'm pissed, but I'm pissed about this. This is so outrageous. It takes a modicum of courage to say enough's enough.
Well, and here's the thing that's happening, Tom. The cowardliness of our elected officials, and I'm going to be real specific here, the cowardliness of Republicans, every single capitulating Republican who isn't slamming this dictator, this tin pot despot every day, you are part of the problem. What they're doing with their cowardliness, their yellow-bellied-ness, is doing their failure to be courageous is forcing regular Americans to become heroes to just survive, right? It shouldn't require heroism to go to work every day. It shouldn't require heroism to go to your house of worship on the weekends. It shouldn't require heroism to say things against this president. It shouldn't require heroism and incredible amounts of superhuman courage to stand up and say, I am here illegally, but I also deserve due process.
Right.
Their
That's
failure is putting it all on people who shouldn't have to be warriors for democracy, like the very people who are supposed to stand up and say, no, we're a co-equal branch of government, you dolt. You don't get to upset the world markets, drive middle-class Americans, you know, grocery bills up even higher without us. We're Congress, damn it.
And it doesn't take that many of them.
No.
It would take what?
Like a
four
handful.
In the Senate, four in the House, like a handful in each building to go, wait a minute. And they don't even have to disagree with everything. It just has to be a few things.
Yeah,
to bring back those checks and balances, right? If you want to, if you're all on board with cutting, you know, Health and Human Services and, you know, and the National Labor Relations Board, whatever, right? If that's right up your alley with policy, like if you don't want clean air and water anymore because you want to, you know, reward your donors and that allow them to pollute at will. Okay, that's a policy decision you're making. But when it comes to the rule of law, when it comes to contempt of the courts, at some point you have to stand up and say, we are with the courts, or if you're not saying anything, that means you do not believe in the rule of law anymore.
Correct. And Lisa Murkowski, Susan Collins, Chuck Grassley, Rand Paul, the turtle.
Right.
Y'all gotta go. It shouldn't be hard to say, listen, we support the president in many things, but any language about deporting citizens is unacceptable. It's not permitted under this constitution of ours, and we believe in the rule. Like, that doesn't take a lot. There's just no one there that has any. All of this shows all they care about is their own reelection, their own self-interest. Not only are they cowards, they're selfish cowards that are willing to sacrifice the lives of their constituents and other Americans and the very yes. principles our country was founded on to preserve their own butts. It is so.
And do some stock trading along the side.
Right. Because they haven't
figured they won't prohibit
themselves
the market's
from
tanking,
doing so.
Because you know that it's probably going to come back the other way because the president's about to say something.
Right. And don't even get me started on the whole gerontocracy.
Yes.
You think a little new blood might have a little bit more backbone.
But Maggie, I know you love history, but this is where we're at in history, right? History will remember that there were few and far between when it came to standing up for the rule of law in 2025. That's where we're at right now. The Democrats are doing what they can, but it's going to take a few Republicans to find a backbone to say, no, that's a bridge too far.
Yeah, don't
and
wait.
I will
Time
tell you
is
right
now.
Now.
Don't wait.
I will tell you. I will tell you. I will make a promise on this program today. I would canvass for and vote for Scott Fitzgerald if he stood up to Donald Trump right now.
There you go.
I would, because it's that important.
Otherwise, you should run against him again.
I've already done that, and there'll be other people that do that. But
I
here's
so.
The thing. I could tell you that there are probably other Democrats that would reward Republicans if they stood up.
Yeah. I have said many times, sometimes it will feel as if you are the only one speaking truth to power, but keep yes. doing it and others will join your voice. And soon it won't be you standing alone. It will be a roar of the tens of thousands and millions of us that do know the difference between right and wrong, between legal and illegal, constitutional and unconstitutional, and immoral. Adam on the text line asked, when is Murkowski up for reelection? 2028 is the answer to that. Rita and Steve from La Crosse, listening on WLCX, say Murkowski shouldn't be in office if she can't do the job. She should be doing every single one of those Republicans that don't have any guts need to get the hell out and let somebody in there that can do a decent job for the American people. Here. Kelly from Wanakee, listening at WMDX. Hey, Kelly, how are you? Thank you for texting in. I saw courage in the whistleblower who came forward on PBS NewsHour last night. That young man said he is fearful, but it's the right thing to do. I agree with you, Kelly, and that's in part I resent the shifting of responsibility to caretake our democracy and our most closely held beliefs and values from the people who are supposedly our, quote, leaders, our elected leadership, onto the pocketbooks, the shoulders, the backs of regular Americans simply trying to take care of their family and go to work. But that's where we're at. The systems have failed. The courts are, the Supreme Court, I should say, is failing. Though we had some breaking news, again, round about an hour ago, just as we were coming on air. Of course, the Donald Trump administration tried to appeal Judge Boasberg and Judge Innes's rulings, right, that they were going to have to commence some sort of contempt proceedings, that especially Judge Innes and Mr. Garcia's case was going to have to potentially depose administration officials, etc. Oh, yeah, they appealed that. The Fourth Circuit slapped that right back down, saying, yeah, you're going to have to cooperate with that. Here's what Judge Harvey Wilkinson III wrote. The government asserts that Abrego Garcia is a terrorist and a member of MS-13. Perhaps, but perhaps not. Regardless, he's still entitled to due process. I think that about sums it up. By the way, there's never been any direct evidence of either any terrorist activity or his status as an MS-13 or any other gang member presented and tested in court. Anything or anyone that tells you otherwise is lying to your face. Doug from Wisconsin Rapids points out their oath. I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I take this obligation freely, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which I am about to enter. So help me God. So help you God. Lisa Murkowski.
I feel like somebody who took that oath recently did it with their fingers crossed behind their back.
And their toes.
Right. And it's just... And we had confirmation hearings, and they lied through their confirmation hearings. And
all of them.
Here we are, all of them. And here we are today.
We're going to listen to Elizabeth Warren, who is courageous, who does tell the truth, break down why Donald Trump's threats to fire Jerome Powell, which are very real and also illegal, would make an already crumbling economy so much worse. We're going to take a listen to that and get your calls and text. Brian from Milwaukee, Europe, next on the phone line. Join us, everybody. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. And you're not going to want to go anywhere. I got a real special surprise coming up at 3:30. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.